This is Lydia Johnson, joined today by the National FFA Proficiency Winner in Vegetable Production, Griffin Gilmore of the Lakota FFA Chapter in Ohio. Griffin, do you want to just get started and tell us all about your project?
So basically, I started my SAE project about 4 years ago. We're actually unloading pepper wagons, and my grandpa leaned over to me and said, you know, what we do around here is really special, and, you know, not everybody gets to see what you see on a daily basis here in the summer. And, you know, that kind of stuck with me, because I did realize, you know, I have friends that come over and they're amazed by a hamper of peppers, which weighs about 20 pounds, where I'm seeing 150,000 pounds of peppers a day. So it really puts it into perspective, and yeah, he kind of mentored me my entire life and kind of got me hooked on agriculture. So I just took that and ran, and we do a little bit of row crops. I help with those, but this project was mainly revolved around the vegetable side of things. So kind of stuck around into that, helping irrigate, cultivate, transplant, harvest, process, well, not process, but shipping stuff out, and just kind of all the different aspects of vegetable production. So
that's great. And what's kind of the scale of your project? What crops do you have, and maybe on how many acres?
So at the time of this SAE, we were farming around 2,000 acres roughly, and about 200 to 275 of those acres were devoted to vegetable crops. Those were spread across mainly pickles and peppers. Those are kind of our big ones. And then there for a little bit, we did do a little bit of cabbage and kale. Back before my time, though, we did a little bit of the sugar beets too, but mainly cabbage, peppers, pickles, and a little bit of kale.
So doing those four different crops, what are some of the biggest differences you see between them working in the production side?
I always tell everyone vegetables are a lot more needy. You have to have perfect soil. You have to have proper irrigation. You have to have good cultivation practices. It's not like your standard soybeans that you plant where you just plant them, spray them, and wait to harvest. You kind of have to babysit these a little bit more and take good care of them. But if you take really good care of them, they'll yield pretty decently. So,
is there any technology that you use on your operation?
Probably the biggest things that kind of sets us apart from other growers are custom-made conveyor belts from one of my dad's friends from high school. He actually made us two 120-foot conveyor belts to hand-pick our pickles and peppers. One is drawn behind a tractor, and the other one is self-propelled. So I got to help a little bit building those and designing those to work efficiently in our fields, and we've loved them ever since, and they've really helped us on time.
That's amazing. And what do you think are some of the biggest skills that you've gained in this project?
Definitely multitasking, because peppers, you're all over the place. One minute you're unloading trailers with a forklift, next minute you're loading out a semi to go to Texas, let's say, and then other moments you're in the field, you might be driving a harvester, you might be hauling wagons. You're just kind of all over the place, and your mind's in 20 places at once. But I've gotten pretty good at, you know, focusing on what needs to be done at that particular point. So I'd definitely say multitasking.
All those skills being considered, how has your project prepared you for the next phase of life?
After seeing how much bookwork and record keeping goes into vegetable production, I decided to further my education and obtain an associate's degree in agribusiness, just to help with, you know, marketing my crops and looking at spreadsheets of stuff, just analyzing data a little bit better to try to help my farm thrive and really utilize those kind of things in the future.
And how do you see your participation in this project area in the future?
This project area, I would have to say, I mean, I plan on doing peppers for years to come, so definitely use all this knowledge that I've gained over the past 4 years, and I want to congratulate the rest of the vegetable production guys too. They did a lot of hard work. Everybody does a lot of hard work in these areas.
As a winner, there's a lot of students that watch you receive your award. What advice do you have for them as they're building SAE projects?
I definitely have to say, just write this stuff out. I mean, AET and SAE, everybody, it's a lot of writing, it's a lot of this, it's a lot of that. What you can turn just simple words into in the final project is really magnificent. Like the SAE that I did for vegetable production, it seemed like I was just typing and typing and typing, but once you see the finished product, it really makes you realize how worth it really is, because you get to reflect on the past years of your experiences and seeing how you've grown and see what you can do now that you couldn't before. So it's actually really neat to see how much you've grown.
Full circle moment for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
Is there anybody that you'd like to thank that's helped you get to this point?
Definitely like to thank my dad, my uncle, and then my grandpa, who's unfortunately passed away in the spring of 2021, that was kind of what pushed me to do the vegetable production area. Like I said, he was one of the main mentors of my life, so he really taught me a lot about agriculture, about anything I know came from him. So
thanks for sharing your story with us, Griffin, and congratulations again on receiving this award.
Thank you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.